7. Hello, Joe. We don't have apologies, Chair.
Do we have any apologies?
No apologies, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Before I turn to my closing address, it's important that I bring to the attention of the Chair and the other committee members. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair. Before I start, if I may just take 1 minute to indicate to the Chair and the other committee members the development that happened in the last 10 minutes. And that is that the attorneys... Can you see me now?
Our IT guys are here, Chair.
Okay.
Can you see him, Chair? Chair? Can you move to place?
That's me.
Can you see him, Chair? He's on the screen.
Can you see me, Chair?
Chair, you are muted.
May I proceed, Chair?
Chair, Jefferson, you are muted.
Thank you.
I can hear you very well, Chair. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Chair, all members are in. They are on the platform. There are no other hands, Chair.
Sorry, 64. 64 is headed conduct of members, and they must all, the provision talks to what they must do, and they must, with due respect, conduct themselves with dignity and in accordance with the decorum of the house, and are required to enter or leave the house with decorum, that's A, and B, not during proceedings to press or pass between the chair and the member who is speaking, nor between the chair and the table, nor to stand in any of the aisles or cross aisles, nor to cross the floor of the house in front of the benches. And then 69A and F, which is grossly disorderly conduct. A says members may not engage in grossly disorderly conduct. A, deliberately creating serious disorder or disruption. And F says acting in any other way to the serious detriment of the dignity, decorum, or orderly procedure of the house. And it is the initiator's submission that it's clear that the affected members violated section 64, as I've just read, and they were guilty of grossly disorderly conduct as rule 69A and F contemplate. And in the circumstances, we submit that a finding of guilt in respect of that which they have all been charged follows. We submit that it cannot be clearer that to jump onto a stage as one is exiting the house after, and it's important, Chair, after being ordered by the Speaker to leave the house, cannot be anything other than grossly disorderly conduct in violation of the... I want to make one last point. When the Speaker ordered the affected members to leave the house, she made a decision. The affected members have chosen, as is their right, not to review the decision that they must leave the house. So their conduct in jumping onto the stage is to be seen in light of the legitimate and lawful direction by the Speaker that they leave the house. Despite the instruction, they went further and created this disturbance in violation of the dignity and decorum of the house and constitutes grossly disorderly conduct in a joint sitting giving effect to SONA, the executive reporting back to the people of South Africa in the special sacred sitting of Parliament. And we ask that they be found guilty as charged. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chair.
Honorable Member, already asked your
Chair. As I understand the two questions, they dovetail, and if I understand them correctly, they relate to what are the further steps that the committee would be engaged with, depending upon what its finding is on the guilt or otherwise of the affected members. And my answer is this. If the committee finds that the members are not, the affected members are not guilty of the charge put to them, that would be the end of the matter. If, on the other hand, the committee finds that there is a finding of guilt, that there is a recommendation that would go to the House that the affected members are guilty, then the committee would enter into another phase, and that would be called the sanctions phase. What would be the appropriate sanction for the particular finding of guilt in respect of the six individuals? And for the purposes of that phase, the committee will at that stage, if it ever becomes appropriate, consider Section 12, sub 5 of the Powers Act, which sets out the parameters, the four corners of how the committee would consider what is an appropriate sanction for the six affected members. But at this stage, that is irrelevant because it may well be that the committee makes a decision that they are not guilty. So that's how I would try to answer the questions that have been posed. Thank you, Chair.
Dr. Matthew's hand is up. Dr. Clarke's hand is also up. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you to the other members of the committee. As far as sanction is concerned, I wish to divide my address into two portions. The first is, what is the available sanctions that this committee may impose on the affected members? And then the second part of my address will be, what factors committee will take into account in considering the available sanctions. Before I do that, I just want to make the point that in the courts, in criminal law, the most difficult job judges have said over and over and over, and magistrates as well, is that the sanction or the sentence of an accused person, in this case it's a sanction, is the most difficult part of their task, because people generally may be good, but sometimes, for whatever reason, they do things which society regards as outside the limits of acceptable conduct. And this committee similarly has a very difficult task in deciding what is an appropriate sanction for the particular conduct that the six affected members have been found guilty of. And one of my colleagues here said to me this morning, well, one asks the committee to impose a sanction in light of the punishment fits the crime. So turning now to the first part of my submissions, and I do wish to take some time on explaining what are the available sanctions that the committee may impose. I had said to an answer to one of the questions that was posed to me, Chair, that that one will find in Section 12.5 of the Powers Act. And the section reads, when a House finds a member guilty of contempt, the House, and that's this committee, may, in addition to any other penalty which the member may be liable under this Act or any other law, and then importantly, Chair, impose any one or more of the following penalties. And there are seven that are set out, seven different sanctions from A to G. So the first proposition that I wish to address is that the committee will look at the seven available sanctions and decide whether to impose one or more. So the committee could decide to impose one of the sanctions, or two, or three, or as many as the committee deems fit. At the end of my address, after going through the various factors, we will submit that there are two of the seven which fit the purpose of the particular conduct that the affected members have been found guilty of, and I'll explain them at the end. But perhaps I should just go through the seven different sanctions that are available to the committee. A, the first one, is a formal warning, and we would submit that is not in, that's not appropriate in this case. B, a reprimand, again, not an appropriate sanction. C, we do find an appropriate sanction in the particular context, and that is that the committee order the six affected members to apologize to Parliament or the House or any person in a matter determined by the House. And we would submit that by the nature of the conduct that the affected members engaged in, it's only appropriate that they apologize to, and we would submit the following are those who they should apologize to. One, the President of the Republic of South Africa. Two, the Speaker of the National Assembly. And three, the people of South Africa as a whole. How that apology should come and the form of the apology is something that the committee can consider, whether it is that the six affected members stand up in the House and formally apologize one by one or in some other form, but we would submit that an apology to those who have identified the President, the Speaker of the National Assembly, and the people of South Africa more generally would be an appropriate sanction under 12.5C. D says the withholding for a specific period of the member's right to use or enjoyment of any specified facility provided to members. We don't believe that's necessarily appropriate in this case. E, the removal or the suspension for a specified period of the member from any parliamentary position occupied by the member. Again, we don't think that's appropriate. F, dealing with a fine, not exceeding the equivalent of a month's salary. We don't believe that to be appropriate in this case. G, we do find to be appropriate, and I'll explain what our submissions are as far as G is concerned. G says the suspension of the member with or without remuneration, we don't make any comment on the remuneration aspect, but the important point is for a period not exceeding 30 days, whether or not the House or any of its committees is scheduled to meet during that period. And because of the facts that I'm going to turn to in the second part of my address, we are going to submit that the appropriate sanction would be to suspend the members, the affected members, for a period of 10 days, starting with the 6th of February 2024 and finishing on the 16th of February 2024. And the reason for that, for those 10 days, is because on the Thursday, the 8th of February 2024, I am informed that that is when Sona 2024 will take place. And what is, turning to the second set of my submissions, what is clear is that the six affected members do not take Sona seriously. They disrupted, they violated the dignity and decorum of the special sitting, the sacred sitting, of the joint sitting of both houses of parliament, when the president, the executive of this country, was reporting back to the people's representatives. That's the 400 members of the National Assembly and the 90 members of the National Council of Province, and to the judiciary, the heads of the Chief Justice and the heads of court and former presidents, foreign dignitaries. They didn't take it seriously. They took it as an opportunity, as they themselves said, of taking on the president in his conduct with Pala Pala and a whole range of things. That same president will be delivering Sona on the 8th of February 2024. And it needs, the message needs to be sent that Sona is a serious event in the life of the Republic. It's a constitutional event set out by Section 84 of the Constitution, where the president calls to account, being called to account, calls the two houses of Parliament together. The rest of the country is then given an opportunity to assess what the executive tell the people of South Africa they have done and what their plans are for the future. The six affected members do not regard that constitutional event in a way which respects the dignity and decorum and the constitutional values that underline Sona. So we submit that an appropriate sanction would be for those six affected members to miss out on Sona 2024, so that an appropriate sanction would 12.5G suspend the six affected members with or without remuneration for those 10 days. The 10 days cover Sona 2024, the 8th of February. Thank you, Chair. Excuse me, John. There's one more. Oh, yes, yes. In order to do so, in order to impose a sanction that is set out in Section 12.5G, the committee would need to be satisfied by virtue of Section 12.9A that two issues are at stake. One is the member is guilty of a serious or repeated contempt, and he would say clearly this is a case of serious contempt. There are some of the six who have been found guilty in the past of repeated contempt, but we do not rely on the repeated contempt aspect. We say that the finding of this committee that they are guilty as charged is a finding of guilt of serious contempt. And B, none of the other penalties will be sufficient. And we will submit that the apology that I've referred to as per Section 12.5C is not sufficient for the serious conduct that this particular contempt constituted. And therefore, we would say that 12.5G is clearly satisfied with reference to 12.9 in respect of 12.5G. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Yeah. Aber No, but this is one of the rest of them will have.